What might a potential reset mean for global defense? Richard Gaisford has this report.
5 through 6 on Bravo.
U.S. Marines in action in Eastern Europe last week on a joint training exercise with Romanian counterparts. It's all part of ongoing NATO cooperation that for more than 7 decades has seen members ready to fight together against a common enemy.
The treaty was agreed right here in Washington, D.C. back in 1949, with 12 countries coming together to sign it inside the historic building behind me. Now, times might have changed, but a bit like the facade of the auditorium here, the ethos of NATO has stayed pretty much the same, although it's unlikely those who created NATO would have thought one of the biggest threats to its existence could have come from inside America itself.
Since he first took office, Donald Trump's shown disdain for the long-standing alliance, believing smaller countries have become reliant on the United States and were unwilling to fund their own defense.
NATO members must finally contribute their fair share and meet their financial obligations. But 23 of the 28 member nations are still not paying what they should be paying and what they are supposed to be paying for their defense. This is not fair to the people and taxpayers of the United States.
The president's ever-shifting stance on supporting Ukraine's certainly tested nerves within NATO. With its secretary general doing what he can in the president's second term to keep him on side.
I don't have many disagreements with the president of the United States.
Unity's been stretched with Trump's desire to take control of Greenland.
And NATO's got to understand that. I'm all for NATO. I saved NATO. If it weren't for me, you wouldn't have a NATO right now. But we're not going to allow Russia or China to occupy Greenland. And that's what's going to happen if we don't.